backstage noble wife, the story of America's favorite family of the Footlights and their fight for security and happiness against the concrete heart of Broadway. Rehearsal time for Westchester Furioso at the Town Hall in Meredith, New Hampshire. And on stage, Mary and Harry are about to run through the ping pong scene from Act Two. As we hear them say...
Okay, Cass, let's take it from the top, this scene. This is the famous ping pong scene.
It's a scene between Margaret and Russell, isn't it, Greg?
That's right. I'm all set.
This is all coming back to me better than I thought.
It's funny, isn't it? Once you've committed something to memory this way, just a walk-through brings it all back to you.
Yes, that's right. It gives you a feeling of security to know that you do remember the lines. It's been quite a while since we played this part.
But we're such pros, though. Even if we do forget a line or a hesitation, we can cover it beautifully.
We can ad-lib, throw in a line, make a line up that'll
that's
fit the scene.
Look, would you cool it on the ad-libbing? Because the last time you did that, you know, it threw everybody off.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
The next man, the stage manager, the fella... running the curtain, he didn't know what to do.
Right, Greg.
See, what happened was you started that live, and then went on 10, 15 minutes, and everybody was totally confused. The musical director quit, you recall.
Yes, so I do remember.
If you could bear in mind, cool the ad-libbing and stick to the script.
We doing any of the musical numbers today, Mr. Barlow?
Maybe a little bit, we will, yeah.
Well, I'll have to go back to the new Meredith house and get my tap shoes then.
All right, whatever you think.
I'll be back in
Okay, Mary and Harry, let's have it from the top now in the ping pong scene.
Right, Greg. Margaret?
Yes.
Your ping pong playing seems better than ever.
You're playing so furioso lately.
Particularly here in Westchester.
Yes.
There are many ways to attack a ping pong game.
You're putting a little English on those shots, aren't you?
Just a little bit, my dear.
kind of a weird chop. Now, where did that ping... Ooh, that's not in the script. Where'd the ping pong go?
Ball. It went over there, over under the chair. I'll get it.
All right, fine.
Sorry, Greg.
It's okay. Cut out the ad-libbing, though. Stick to the script.
Well, Mary was just commenting on the fact that the ping pong ball went off the edge of the table.
Well, if that happens in the show, you know, just don't say where the ball goes. Just go
back. Sure, we'll pick it up right here. Yes, and your serves seem better than ever, too.
I'm putting a little English on my serves now. Have you noticed?
What's that line again, Greg?
Just want to say, what did you say?
What did you say?
I'm putting a little English on my serves now. Did you notice?
Where'd the ball go? Oh, here it is.
God, wait. I don't think you know your part, Harry.
Well, let me have the book. Let me just run over a little bit here. Oh. What's that, Murray?
I didn't say anything.
Calvin, is that you?
No, it's not me. I'm just sitting here working a crossword puzzle in the dimly lit backstage.
Greg? Do you hear what we hear up here?
What is that? Is that some kind of a joke?
Well, it's certainly not in the show.
Hey, Peavy?
Yeah, howdy, Bob.
Peavy, come here.
Yeah.
We're just going for a run through Westchester. Can you tell me what's all this we're hearing?
What's that? What do you mean?
Well, it sounds like ghosts if I...
Oh, they've come back. You've heard them.
Heard what?
I don't hear anything now.
I don't either, but just a few moments ago, we definitely heard ghosts or something that sounded like ghosts.
Well, if you heard that, they're back. It's the Meredith Jinx.
And so Mr. Peavy, the janitor at the town hall, mentions the Meredith Jinx. What is it? What effect will it have on Westchester Furioso? Sure, listen on Monday when we'll hear Greg Marlowe say...
That's funny, you hit that ping pong ball and it just disappeared.
That's Monday in the next exciting episode of Mary Backstage Noble Wife. Word Carr speaking.